This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured that his government will eliminate every obstacle standing in the way of women's reservation. Addressing the nation last night, the Prime Minister said those parties opposing women's reservation will not be able to prevent the nation's women from increasing their participation in parliament and the state assemblies. He said the BJP and NDA's resolve to empower women remains unwavering. He said it was deeply painful to see that when this legislation in the interest of women was defeated and parties like Congress, DMK, SP and TMC were applauding.
साथियों हमारे लिए देश हित सर्वोपरि है लेकिन जब कुछ लोगों के लिए दल हित सब कुछ हो जाता है दल हित देश हित से बड़ा हो जाता है तो नारी शक्ति को देश हित को इसका खामियाजा उठाना पड़ता है इस बार भी यही हुआ है कांग्रेस डीएमके टीएमसी और समाजवादी पार्टी जैसे दलों की स्वार्थी राजनीति का नुकसान देश की नारी शक्ति को उठाना पड़ा है
गवर्नमेंट हैज अप्रूव्ड द प्रोक्योरमेंट ऑफ पोटेटोज इन उत्तर प्रदेश अलोंगसाइड चना प्रोक्योरमेंट ऑपरेशंस इन आंध्र प्रदेश एंड ऑल्सो एक्सटेंडेड तूर पिजन पी प्रोक्योरमेंट टाइम फ्रेम इन कर्नाटका Approved by Union Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, these procurements guarantee that farmers receive fair and remunerative prices for their hard-earned produce. Union Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh emphasized the growing participation of women in civil services, noting that their share has now crossed 31% and is steadily progressing towards one-third of the total successful candidates. Addressing a felicitation ceremony organized by Share India Smile Foundation under its Mission IAS initiative for Achievers of Civil Services Examination 2025, Dr. Singh said, The changing gender composition of the civil services is one of the most encouraging indicators of the country's evolving socio-economic landscape. He said that about a decade ago, women constituted roughly around 20% of successful candidates. In Uttarakhand, the Char Dham Yatra will formally commence with the opening of the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri in Uttarkashi district today. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami flagged off buses for the Yatra from Rishikesh yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, he said, ensuring smooth, safe and well-organized pilgrimage is the government's top priority. The Chief Minister also urged all devotees to maintain cleanliness at religious sites and along the travel routes. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address several public meetings in support of party candidates in West Bengal in Bankura, Purulia, Jhargram and other districts today. He will address a public meeting in Barjora in Bankura district followed by campaigns in other districts. BJP leader and Union Minister JP Nadda will attend rallies in Cooch Bihar and Jalpaiguri districts today and Party President Nitin Nabin will address public meeting at Balurghat town of Dakshin Dinajpur district followed by a roadshow in Malda. Iran has said the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed until the US blockade on Iranian ports is lifted. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps described the continuing blockade by the United States as a breach of ceasefire conditions and warned that any vessel approaching the strait would be considered hostile and could be targeted. The development follows a brief reopening of the strait on Friday. However, US President Donald Trump said the naval blockade would remain in force until all issues with Iran are fully resolved. The situation has further escalated with reports of firing incidents in the strait, including damage to commercial vessels. Tensions remain high despite a ceasefire with diplomatic efforts underway to prevent further escalation. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 10 runs at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.